May we always carry ourselves with compassion and courage. Amen. I like TED Talks. And 20 minutes or less, there's this possibility of hearing inspirational brilliance. And Amy Cuddy's talk titled, "Your Body Language Shapes Who You Are," is one of these kinds of talks. Like Paul in Ephesians, Amy Cuddy talks about a type of body armor that I believe highlights what Paul is trying to share with us in Ephesians. Amy starts off by offering the crowd a free no-tech life hack that only requires someone to change their posture for 2 minutes. She asks the audience to do a self-audit of their body posture right then and there. What are they doing with their bodies in that moment? So let's us do the same. A quick self-audit of our postures. Maybe some of us are sitting up straight, maybe slightly hunched over, legs crossed, ankles crossed, or spread out wide in the pew. Amy then asks them to keep this in mind as she continues her talk. Amy is a social scientist fascinated with the effects of body language on the state of our physiology, our mental, emotional makeup, the effects of how we perceive ourselves and how others perceive us, all based on body language. So, being a social scientist, she conducted a research study. She had a group of people pose in what she calls high power poses and low power poses for 2 minutes. One example of a high power pose is dubbed the Wonder Woman pose. An example of a low power pose is making oneself physically tiny. Then the participants went into a high stress interview, which was taped and reviewed by coders, that didn't know who did which or what poses. And the results were that every person who did a high power pose fell into the higher category. And every person who did a low power pose fell into the don't hire category. 2 minutes and a high power pose changed their ability to cope with a high stress situation. Amy believes these changes in body posture for 2 minutes every day can help people internalize their own sense of personal power and change their lives for the better. Amy's parting advice and request to the gathered crowd was that they share this information, particularly with people who have limited to no resources, those with no status and no power. Give it to them because they need it. They need their bodies, privacy in 2 minutes, and it can significantly change the outcome of their life. And I believe Paul is talking about the same thing in Ephesians when he tells them to put on the whole armor of God so that they can withstand the evils of the day, to be able to stand firm against authorities that abuse power and the cosmic powers that seek to bring darkness into the lives of others. Paul is telling them to arm themselves in the armor of God, to arm themselves with the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And with this armament, then we are to pray our prayers and supplications. Paul's prayer for himself and what he asks the community of Ephesians to pray for on his behalf is that when he speaks, that his words of the good news be spoken with boldness. A boldness that echoes the deep, deep love God has for each of us. And to do this day in and day out, Paul knows that the Ephesians must be able to imagine themselves as capable of living their lives in a radically different way. So Paul gives them a high power pose, to imagine themselves resplendent in the armor of God. Imagine in your own mind what this high power pose would look like for you. Paul is telling us that we are not to be like a Roman imperial soldier armed for war and destruction, but to be spiritual soldiers who can stand firm against the wiles of the devil, the wiles of evil intentions. Our stance in the world, how we perceive ourselves and how others perceive us, makes a very huge difference in the minds of those who think Christians aren't so great. How we perceive ourselves and how this perception takes us out into the world with our words and actions is vital to our very well-being and to the spreading of the kingdom of God. Paul is offering us a way to orient our souls, a way to orient our prayers and supplications that brings hope and peace and justice to others as well as for ourselves. Paul is offering us a way to stand firm that enables us not to sacrifice our basic principles and will help us achieve solutions that are mutually beneficial to the greater good. Lastly, Amy Cuddy shares with the group to fake it till you become it. Do it enough until you actually become it and internalize the change. And Paul would say, well said. Remember what one prays for, how one perceives themselves, will shape how one is able to proclaim the good news to others. Go out in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.